Maybe they could create along the side of the sidewalk, like a small strip where things could hover.
I would love that.
As well.
Why doesn't somebody
now
do
I'm
that?
Seeing a hover thief coming by.
Yeah. Right.
Like, that's yeah. the next part.
Yeah.
Hey, where'd all my stuff go?
I don't know.
It hovered off. Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
I will start off then with Respect Your Elders.
All right.
If you don't mind.
So what do you have?
I have here a new segment. I know everyone's on the edge of their seats.
I am.
Waiting for it. Respect Your Elders. We're focusing on Pliny the Elder.
Pliny the Elder.
Who lived from 29 to 79 CE. He was an ancient Roman nobleman, scientist, nice. Historian, author of the Naturalis Historia, a.k.a. Pliny's Natural History.
Pliny.
Yeah. 37 volumes.
Was there a child's version, a children's version yes. of this 37 volume?
Well, I just wanted to, I mean, Pliny was a remarkable person. He came up with some good stuff, but he also came up with some sketchy stuff.
Just to clue in our listeners, if they haven't heard previous episodes, Pliny came up with the slogan, in vino veritas.
Yes, in wine there is truth.
Also, we love that.
The first person to say, with a grain of salt.
Right. And we are the first ones to say a tasteful white wine.
Yes.
So we're like Pliny Juniors.
We're Pliny Juniors. Pliny Yets. So Pliny was really into cryptozoology.
I love that too.
And here's what he came up with. He reports in his traveler stories, he encountered a race of people in India called the monopods.
What?
Meaning
one foot?
Yes. The monopods, and I saw a picture, it's just like a regular person and then a gigantic foot.
Nice.
At the bottom.
All right. Just one leg?
Yeah. It's one leg, one foot.
Okay. Could have been another leg without Sam's foot.
Just a huge, and it's just like a short leg too. So it's like torso, ankle, big ass foot.
Well, no wonder they are no longer with us.
Exactly. Right. So they're called the monoceli. They have one leg, but they are able to leap around with surprising agility. They are in the habit of lying flat on their backs when it's really hot outside.
Sure.
And they lift up their foot to shade them from it.
Oh, that's nice.
Practical.
That's nice. Evolution.
Yeah, this is what they thought about India. There was another thing I came up with. Not only were the Indians considered to be monsters, but women also were monstrous.
Like as in Scary Boo or big?
Well, the women, not just women, the blood, the menstrual blood, of course.
Sure.
You know how that is. So,
you know,
The evil menstrual blood.
The evil flow.
Contact with menstrual blood turns wine sour, so keep it out of your wine. Crops touched by it become barren, so keep it out of the fields.
What do they do with the wine that it's menstrual
just
blood?
Just drop it. No, I said no.
It's a nice little... It's a floater.
If you're in the garden and you should happen to drop a little menstrual blood, the seeds will dry up, the fruits of the trees fall off. Menstrual blood also causes the edge of steel and... edge of steel and the gleam of ivory to dull.
Oh.
So keep it away from your chest pieces.
Please.
If you bring menstrual blood near a beehive, you know how you do.
Yeah.
I do.
Bees
die.
Regular.
Bronze and iron are seized by rust, and, you know, it's stanky as well.
Well, you know, why does it have to be that it's anti-fertility when it's about fertility?
I just don't understand where a lot of dudes coming in contact with it, and they were like, look, we got to lay it down some law on this.
If you're ever, guys, if you're ever even near a woman, if you're in a relationship with a woman or have touched a woman, you're going to get some blood on you.
You're going to be fine.
Yeah.
And you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
But it says here, to taste it drives dogs mad. I don't know what Pliny was doing. And it affects dogs' bites with an incurable poison.
You almost made me spit.
To snarf. Menstrual blood also causes one to snarf, if you're speaking about it. So this is in Pliny's Natural History. So even back then, people were freaked out by menstruation.
I was just going to spit, not snarf.
Really? I would have liked it better had you snarfed. So that's a Respect Your Elder moment right there. Pliny.
Like,
said some good stuff, said some totally sketchy stuff, too.
I have a Tales from Dare Campfire.
Oh, this is my favorite segment. This is where we take tales of horror from the internet, tales of the supernatural, fake lore, folklore, urban legends, tales of the paranormal, and we tell them here around the digital campfire. So Gather around.
Gather around, listeners. Yeah. This is Tales from our faithful listener.
Is it the V?
Chloe V.
The V is back.
The V is back. Yeah. She was like,
we no longer have to do this segment.
I know. She does it for us.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. I listened to your recent podcast with the Midnight Game and the Holder of Secrets. I'm glad you like them.
Okay.
I like the part where you guys mentioned the Midnight Woman. She's the one who's whispering all over the place.
Isn't that a Creedence Clearwater song?
Midnight Woman?
Sounds like it.
Well, remember the Midnight Man was the game.
Mm.
The Midnight Man was a game wherein you, at midnight, you evoke this Midnight Man to come in and you just hope he doesn't kill you.
Yeah. Until, but you've invited him in.
Yeah, now you have to stay away
now
from
you
him.
Have to exhaust him.
Yeah.
And wear him down and then he pisses off.
And you hear whispering and it's really the Midnight
it's
Woman.
It's his lady.
His lady, like, come back home. Get out.
Quit wasting time. Quit stalling.
Yeah. So Chloe sent us, excuse me, a couple of tales, and this one I'm going to read for you. I think I'll do the bath game. She gave us several. We're going to go with the bath game.
All right. This is a holder.
No, it's not a holder. This is a creepypasta.
Okay.
Okay, and this is bath game or the Daruma San is a paranormal ghost game that originated in Japan.
Okay.
So if you're in Japan, you don't want to evoke the Midnight Man like we do here in the U.S.
You got to keep it real and hit it up with the Daruma San.
Okay. This game involves summoning a grotesque ghost that will follow you all day. The object of the game...
Why would you do this? Would you be like, hey, here's a fun game? You're like, you know what? Yes, let's do that.
How about a grotesque ghost?
Forget about poker.
Yeah.
Or cheesy.
Follow you all day.
Yeah, I want a ghost to follow me all day.
The object of the game is to evade the ghost and prevent it from catching you.
Okay.
Warning, we advise you not to play the bath game. They say that
playing... But here's how.
Yeah.
Here's how to do it.
Yeah, here's how to do it. Instructions. Before you go to bed at night, take off all your clothes.
Okay. That's just basic instructions.
Yeah, and get into the bathroom.
Okay.
All right. Fill the bathtub with water. And turn off... It doesn't say warm. I just added that.
Okay.
Because I want you to be comfortable.
Be comfortable. You're already nude in your bathroom.
Yeah. And turn off the lights. Sit in the middle of the bathtub facing the faucet or taps.
Okay.
Wash your hair while repeating...
In the bathtub?
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
I know, right? Wash your hair while repeating over and over the words, Daruma-san fell down. Daruma-san fell down.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought there was going to be more.
No. Okay. Let's just repeat it.
Simple.
Yeah. Rinse, wash, rinse, repeat, the same.
Yeah, the same.
As you wash your hair in your mind, you should see an image of a Japanese woman standing in the bathtub. She slips...
Oh, I'm out. The game's over. Doesn't even need to be a Japanese woman, just really anything.
Anything standing in the tub. She slips...
With me.
Yeah, but your eyes are closed, so you're thinking. You're like, oh, this image. She slips and falls on a rusty tap. The tap goes through her eye and kills her.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
Keep repeating the words, Daruma-san fell down, Daruma-san fell down, until you finish washing your hair. And your eyes must remain shut.
Okay.
So now, you might hear or feel a slight movement in the bathtub behind you.
Don't look at it.
Keep your eyes closed.
Keep your eyes closed.
Yeah.
Let me just say that, even though I'm not a scaredy cat, washing my hair is always a frightful moment.
It is, isn't it? It's like you're vulnerable.
Because if there's like only a certain amount of time, you're like, okay, I'm going to do myself 10 seconds to just quickly rinse and get this taken care of. If it's past that, there could be a werewolf.
Yeah.
You know?
Anything.
Like, there's a window of time.
Yeah, anything could be on the other side of the curtain.
Yep. I always have a clear curtain. I always have a clear curtain, just so I can see what's about to kill me.
Oh, really? I always have it open just to like 2 inches.
So you think it's going to come around the side?
Yeah.
It's not going to slash in the middle.
No.
It's going to come around the side and be like, hey.
Hey. Hey.
Can you see me?
Right.
Did I fall down?
So if you feel a slight movement in the bathtub, do not peek. You have just summoned a ghost.
Okay.
The ghostly figure of a woman will rise out of the water behind you, and you will feel her presence as she stares at you.
This is a big tub, I'm guessing.
I know. I was like, there's no room. Sorry. Once I'm in the tub.
Yeah. I'm 5 feet tall. There's no room. What are you talking about? You're taller than me.
I know. There's no room in my tub. I live in an apartment. You know, my tub is small.
Which isn't a jacuzzi, maybe.
Yeah, right?
Like at a resort.
I'd like to go to a nice B&B.
Yeah. And then do this.
You'll feel her presence as she stares at you. Her head just behind your right shoulder. Her hair is black and tangled. Her clothes are tattered.
Well, she's Japanese. I don't expect her to be a blonde or a redhead. It's fine. But thank you.
She only has one eye. The left eye is wide open and bloodshot. The right eye is missing, leaving just a bloody hollow
socket. Could not the eye just be in the center? This is supposed to be a horror story.
I mean, well, she fell on the tap, remember?
I'm changing this one up.
Okay. When you sense the presence of a ghost, say out loud, why'd you fall in the bath?
Yeah.
Keeping your
just
eyes
like the open. Pressure. The pressure to do so.
Soap. Slippery soap.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping your eyes tightly shut, stand up and get out of the bath. Be careful not to trip and fall.
Okay, thank you for that.
Words of the wise.
Yeah.
Immediately leave the bathroom and shut the door behind you. Now it's safe to open your eyes. Leave the water in the bath overnight. Don't
ew,
even drain that tub.
Gross.
That's gross. Nasty.
I'm not a huge bath person.
No, me neither.
I like a shower.
A shower. I like a nice foot soak.
I have to say, when I was growing up, because I grew up so rural, we always took baths.
Yeah.
And then I went to my dad's one time for a weekend, and he only had a shower.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what am I going to do? Of course I get in there, and because I'm a kid and he's a single dad, he doesn't have the little, like, anti-slip thing.
Yeah.
I fall. Bust my chops. Of course my dad's like, are you okay? I'm a kid. I'm like, I'm fine. Do not come in here.
Oh, because I, yeah, right?
Because you're a girl.
Right, you don't want your father coming in and seeing you.
It was, and it was embarrassing. Yeah. It was very embarrassing, because I was like, I'm some country bumpkin. I don't even know how to stand in a shower. Like, how awful. I was like, I'm the worst. I'm an idiot. I don't know how to stand up in a shower. I'm 11.
Just to keep you company, when I was being toilet trained, I fell in.
Yeah. Was there derision? Like, oh.
I was just sitting. I was, like, balancing. I was little. And I was, like, balancing on the toilet. And I
fell. Just went in?
Just went in.
Thank you for being there for me, because it was very embarrassing that I was standing, and then next before I knew it, boom, I was out.
You had a good reason.
No, I didn't.
It was slippery.
It was like I was on the train taking a shower. I just busted my chops. Right. And then I was like, leave me in here. I'm fine. I'm just being here with my shame. Maybe if I stay in the shower long enough, it'll rinse off.
Yeah. Anyway, being like rocking in the corner.
Yeah.
I fell.
With my shame just going down the drain.
Yeah. Shame.
Country bumpkin. All right, go ahead.
You hayseed.
Yes, I felt like a hayseed. I was like, only a country person like me would know how to take a shower. It wasn't even that powerful of a shower.
Really?
I just... busted chops.
Oh, this is new.
I know. What's going to happen?
What's this world about?
Yes.
In the shower. Okay. So you're leaving in the water in the bath overnight. You go to sleep. And the next morning...
No.
Ugh. Next morning when you wake up, the game will begin. The ghost...
Well, we haven't even started
yet. We haven't even started.
Just wait till I get started.
Okay. Summon this thing. Okay. The ghost of the one-eyed woman will be following you. Whenever you turn a look, she will disappear.
Oh, the game is afoot.
Right.
I should use that for the plenty thing earlier. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Throughout the day, when you glance over your right shoulder, you will occasionally catch a glimpse of her.
I just looked over my left, so go ahead.
So whatever.
Yeah. Your other right.
Yeah. She'll get closer and closer as the day goes on. Do not allow her to catch you. If you glance over your shoulder and see she's way too close, then you shout, Tomer, which means stop.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
If that's how you
now we know
it.
That in Japan.
Yeah,
we go there.
That's how I...
Stop!
Tomer.
Tomer.
That's how I pronounce it.
Yeah.
Could be.
They'll be like, what? I'm going to continue. It sounded like continue.
It sounded
that
like
accent.
Flip to me. Okay. Then,
Tomer.
Then run away as quickly as possible. This will allow you to put some distance between you and the one-eyed woman.
That's how running works.
Yeah.
That's how I do it.
To end the game, you must catch a glimpse of the ghostly woman and shout, Kita! Which means, I cut you loose.
Okay.
It's all right. I think that's a great... I have no idea if that's how you pronounce it.
I mean, so far we know how to say hello. We can hit him with a konnichiwa and then tomer, and then I cut you loose.
Yeah.
That's it.
Exactly.
And just drop mic.
It. Yep.
Son.
All right. Then you hold... Oh, when you say kita, you hold out your hand in front of you and swing it down in a cutting motion.
As a karate chop.
Like a karate chop.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that...
This is clearly for non-Japanese people.
It's like, please.
Some basics, yeah.
Like a karate chop.
Yeah.
We all know what that is.
We all know what that is.
You should end the game before midnight. Otherwise, the one-eyed woman will appear in your dreams and follow you.
Yes. Keep that in mind, because I know Special Agent Jackson commented that some of these things are time-specific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Special Agent Jackson is from Operation
from
Cubicle.
From Operation Cubicle.
A nice podcast to listen to. He threatens to do these games, and we say no.
We also threatened to have him as a guest.
I know.
And the threat continues.
He was in New York,
we
by the way.
Went, really?
For a wedding, and he did
he
not.
He didn't even say anything?
Yeah.
The next time he's in town, whether he knows or not, we're just going to run up on him with podcasting equipment. He's just
going
to be, like, in transit.
He'll be like...
Somewhere random, like on the F train.
Agent Jackson, what's your advice on this advice?
Exactly. And he'll have to give it.
Yeah. Okay, so bath game rules. Remember these, just to recap.
Okay.
Do not open your eyes when the ghost first appears.
Mm-hmm.
Do not allow the ghost to trip you when you get out of the bath.
Yep, that's
right.
That's
a nice tip. Do not re-enter the bathroom after you leave.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do not drain the bathtub until morning, and do not allow the one-eyed woman to catch you. And follow the final piece of advice is, do not play this game. It's dangerous. Summoning ghosts results in getting possessed by a demon or dying in a horrible way.
Yes. And we know from those angry paranormal investigators, once you summon a ghost, you just have to deal with it.
Right. And then you can also, it says here, you can also trip out of the bath and seriously injure or kill yourself.
That's the horrible part of the game right there. That's like the most dangerous part. I like that
And if you don't enter properly, the ghost can follow you. And that's like what you just said.
Yeah. I want to just follow up. So, Greg and I did go to the haunted house in Philadelphia.
Oh, you did?
And it was so scary. You know, you don't know how you're going to behave in a horror movie. You know, you try to identify with the guy who makes it till the end.
Right.
But I realized after my behavior at the at this haunted house that I would be the black person who gets killed immediately.
Oh, you think
Because as soon as something happened, I covered my ears with my hands and I ran like someone was shooting at my feet.
You're kidding.
Left the entire party behind and just booked it. I got so scared.
What scared you?
It was a long hall, because this is an abandoned prison.
All right.
It was a really long hallway, maybe like 200 feet long, and they had these people standing at, or mannequins standing at either side, maybe like 50 mannequins.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
With like standing stock still with masks on.
Oh, no.
And of course, some of them were people.
Oh.
But you couldn't tell which ones. So everything was cool at first. I was like the classic, like, doo, 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 just kind of strolling. And then I picked up. One of them moved, and I just literally booked it and started screaming and ran. And Greg's like, where are you going? I was like, see, because your brain doesn't know that it's not, it's so convincing that people got freaked. I saw grown-ass dudes freaking out and running.
Really?
One woman had to be taken out.
Escorted
out. She lost
out,
composure.
Like, she was just like,
she
no.
freaked out. She broke down. She lost it.
Was she crying?
She was crying. The rest of her group was like, oh, great, Sally. Classic. Yeah.
Classic Sally move.
Yes. So they escorted Sally out. And then the rest of the group, without her boyfriend, who was probably like, man, I just wasted like $45 and I'm not getting late.
Because she's
like,
so scared.
Continue
with I'm going to have to cuddle with her, too.
But they got, we were with a group of people, and they got so freaked out that we joined a braver group.
Oh, no.
We were like, these guys suck. We joined a better group that looked more like the archetypes you would see in a horror movie.
Oh, okay.
There was like a plucky guy and a plucky girl.
All right. Was it the jock? Scary. Was there the slut?
Yes, there was a jock, there was a black person who got killed right away. And of course, because I'm such a, like, I got so freaked out that the staff, like, picked up on it. And so they were scaring me. One dude scared me 3 times in a row. Came up, scared me, backed up, scared me again, backed up, scared me again. I was like a fish in a barrel.
Oh,
I was not impressed with myself, but it was a fantastic haunted house.
Again, what was the haunted house?
It was the Eastern State Penitentiary haunted house.
Oh, my God.
It was
God.
Really, really... Al Capone was in prison there.
Okay.
It
was really good. This is one of these sites that is really supposed to be haunted.
Yes. I would believe if any place would be haunted, it would be this prison. Also, it felt a little bit like Walking Dead, because you're in a prison.
Oh, my
and
God.
And you have that tower, the watchtower that's like going around. It was really, really scary. But just to say, people, if you're ever in a horror situation with me, I will be the first one to die. I will run off, and then one of you will come looking for me, and you will die as well.
As well, okay.
So,
good to know.
It was interesting. So I have something I know that will make you happy. This is unpopular technology. Katie and I are freaked out by the coming robo-apocalypse, but this is actually a good thing.
Okay.
Someone has invented a hoverboard, just like in Back to the Future.
Yes, finally.
The rumors of the Back to the Future-style hoverboard have circled the internet for years, but Engadget reports that hoverboards do exist. And I watched a video of one. It's by a startup company called Arx Pax in California, and they did a Kickstarter for it. And it's called the Hendo Hoverboard, which is a really crappy name.
Oh, God.
Whatever. But, I mean, it's basically what it is...
Hendo? Why?
Hendo. I don't know. It uses an engine to hover over... to levitate, it says, but to hover over non-ferrous conducting metals such as copper or aluminum. So basically they built like, you know those like skate ramps? They built one that was all aluminum or copper. And then the hoverboard hovers over it.
Nice.
About 2 or 3 inches.
Oh, I like it.
And it's very difficult to use. it's hard to use, like a skateboard. You know, you really have to get your bearings on it. And it's a great idea, and it could totally work, except that all of our roads, every surface would have to be made out of that kind of material.
Beautiful copper.
Yes, out of wonderful copper. The cool thing about it is, when I watch the video, it's the technology. So the idea that if you have, because we already have trains that can, you know, levitate with an electromagnetic field. If you outfit an area.
Train?
The maglev. They have like the magnet trains.
Oh, okay.
So if you have the right surface, you could have anything literally hover above it. Which
that's
I think is really
nice.
A cool idea, like a conveyor idea. Belt.
Right.
So, like at the airport, if it was made out of copper, we were wearing like say, I don't know, a hover Louboutins.
Yes, like we do,
as we do. Yeah. We could just hover down with our luggage.
That's and just drag it across.
Yeah, just drag. Well, not drag it; would drag itself.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Kind of cool.
I think that's a great.
Yeah,
idea.
I think it's a great. I like the idea of not having to carry even myself. From place to place. That's how I feel about technology.
And that would save everybody from having the elderly and driving in those carts down there.
Exactly. Like, and then schlep, the word schlep would just disappear from our vocabulary. We would hover. So these hoverboards are now $299. You get an engine and a small surface. The first Kickstarter backers to give them $10,000 will get their own hoverboards. So basically now they're just working on the mechanism for it. But the guy, I watched the video and the guy seemed really cool. And he's kind of like a Tesla type, Nikola Tesla guy. Who's like, cool, I've come up with this. If other people want to get on this, it's a great technology for the future. I think it's going to be cool. I would love never to carry anything ever again.
I agree with you. I need, that hovercraft technology in my apartment and down my stairs.
Yes, exactly. So we could just hover down the stairs.
My bags.
Yep.
Again, whenever I go on a trip.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they could create along the side of the sidewalk, a small strip where things could hover.
I would love that.
As well.
Why doesn't somebody
now
do
I'm
that?
Seeing a hover thief coming by.
Yeah, right.
That's the next part.
Yeah.
Hey, where'd all my stuff go?
I don't know.
It hovered off. Anyway, so that's this is popular technology.
Is popular.
Yeah,
that's super popular. That's almost like... I don't know who I'm going to go to the dance with now. Popular.
Yes. It's like that. It's the technology that every guy wants.
Yeah, right, right.
All right, what do you have?
All right, I have beer news.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, this is about...
No intro, right into the drinking.
Beer.
Yeah.
News on beer.
News
this
on beer.
This is about California breweries.
News on brews. Okay, go ahead. California brewery.
I like that. They've hit a dry spell. Because Southern California is in such a drought.
Great for wine, bad for beer.
Bad for beer, because you need a lot of beer to make water. Mm-hmm.
That's how we do it.
Strike
we go the
that,
other way.
Strike that. Reverse it.
Yes.
You need a lot of water
to make beer.
Beer has to have a lot of water. A lot. Says Louis K.O., general manager of Anheuser-Busch. All right.
Have you ever been to an Anheuser-Busch brewery?
No.
I've been to a couple. It's bizarre. The amount of beer that can be in one place at one time is staggering.
I worked in a small brewery. It was a restaurant, and it had a brewery attached to it, so I waited tables. But I do understand how it works. It was very small, though.
But you're like Bob and Doug McKenzie's your strange brew? Did you ever get stuck inside?
It's like Laverne and Shirley. More like.
We're going to do it?
Yeah. So the amount of water in a standard can of beer is 92%. The rest is sweet, sweet booze.
Yeah. That's not a lot of booze.
No, it's not.
Okay.
So.
In our beer, it's going to be 40% water.
That's right.
And somehow 70% booze. Doesn't add up, but don't worry about it. Okay.
Okay, so this is the most severe drought on record, and there's no end in sight. And there,
there
it's
is.
It's leaving, well.
You just can't see it.
Right. Because it means
this. Okay.
Manufacturers across California are drilling deeper and paying more and competing with each other and with wildlife and with residents for water.
For beer.
Yeah.
To make beer.
Yeah, exactly. But in the brewing business, it's not just the water going into the cans. It's also the water used to clean the tanks.
So they got to figure out something.
So this is where they stare straight into the camera, straighten their tie, and say, we have started using reclaimed water to clean the tanks.
Whatever. Aren't they also using chemicals with that water to clean the tanks?
Well, you know what reclaimed water is.
Yeah, toilet water.
Yeah. Nasty wastewater, sewer water, treated to remove solids and impurities. And that's what they're using to clean the tanks.
Well, if it's already treated, and I'm hoping they're throwing some Lysol in there as well, they're not just using straight water. It should be okay.
Yeah, I don't know. But that's what they're like, hey, we can't even use, the A team of water
I would
to
say
clean our tanks. We have to use the B team.
No comment. This interview is over. She sounds like some bears.
They also ripped out their landscaping at the company, and they replaced it with drought-tolerant plants.
Just like some old metal bushes or something? like just fake potted palms.
Yes, I believe
maybe they shouldn't have been wasting water on that shit in the first place. Yeah, you think right, about that?
Yeah, in a desert.
Yeah, get rid of the horses too, my friend.
Yeah, believe it or yeah, right? The Mustangs, you know, set them out to pasture. Yeah. Believe it or not, it saved about 5 million gallons of water. Just ripping out the
plants. So you were waste... Okay, here's the thing that's weird about California. We've both been there. It's a desert.
It's a desert.
Why are they fronting? Like, they have all this extra water.
Yeah. They don't have it.
They don't have it.
There's an ocean there. They got to get the desalination.
Well, they've been doing desalination, but that's bad, too. Because then the things in the water that need the salt are like, what's going on?
Yeah, right. It's true.
This was a salty oasis before.
So they're trying to figure it out. And, yeah, so it's just...
I would say, I think if wine takes less water, drink wine, people.
Right.
From the people that brought you wine.
Right.
Drink wine.
A tasteful white wine, maybe.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I have to feel, I feel like a drought, this drought has been going on in California for a long time, but when I was out there, people were still washing their cars. And I'm like, do you want to have a drink?
Yeah.
Or do you want to have a clean car?
I was taking extra long showers, and then I was like, wait.
But the thing is that unless you're being... told to pay for those extra long showers, why would you stop? Unless there's some kind of penalty.
Yeah.
Why would you even think about it? Yeah. Right?
Why am I suffering?
Yeah. Guys. But if you had to pay more money, you'd be taking a quick shower.
So, listen to this. There's enough water for the next 3 to 5 years, basically, to continue brewing on the West Coast. But after that, other breweries will expand back east. So if you like your West Coast brews, you better get them while you can because they're going to be gone.
They're becoming east. So we need to invest in East Coast beer
and
futures.
Also, yes, and also the transportation to get the beer back to the West Coast.
Wow. I don't know. Drink wine, people.
That's what I say.
It's local.
Hey, You Know It is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com.
So I'm going to attempt to do a segment that we used to do on the regular.
Oh.
And now we've done it less frequently. This is a discount celebrity.
Can I get
an intro?
Discount Celebrity is the segment we're in. We have your A-list celebrity. Oh, wait, let me try it again.
It's been that little
it's
rusty.
Been that long that I just... All right.
I kind of threw you under the bus with it, too.
times are tight. Time...
Times are tough. Money is tight.
That's also happening.
Hollywood still needs to make movies.
That's right. And if you don't have enough money for your A-lister to join your film, then we will present your B, C, D, E-lister for you so you can make your movie on a budget.
All right. So I'm going to start off today. I'm not going to tell you if it's the A or the F.
Oh,
I'm going to start off with Aaron Eckhart.
Aaron Eckhart.
You like Aaron Eckhart?
I know who he is.
Okay. He was born March 12, 1968 in Cupertino, California, USA, and that is a hint to what his father does for a living. His birth name is Aaron E. Eckhart, and his height is 5'10 and 3/4 of an inch.
5'10 and 3, right.
Or 1.8 meters.
That, or 5'8 is more like it.
Yes. He is best known for his chimple. He has a chin dimple.
We
used to call that a butt chin when I was a kid.
I always think his name is Amelia Earhart.
He looks like an Amelia.
Yeah.
His father is a computer executive, and his mother is a children's book author, and he has two brothers. He was raised as a Mormon, but he says he can't really say that he's doing that anymore. He doesn't go that way.
Oh, he doesn't go that way.
He doesn't go that way anymore.
Okay.
You may know him from such films as Aaron Brockovich. Mm-hmm. He was the motorcycle rider in that. He had the ponytail. Mm-hmm. He was also he's best known for his role in Batman as Harvey Dent.
Yes.
And he was one of the first people to play both Harvey Dent and Two-Face. Usually they were played by different people.
Oh, really?
Different movies. I've seen the movies, but I never really thought about that.
Me neither.
He's free. So he went to Brigham Young University.
Oh, figure. And Mormon Central.
Mormon Central. And that's probably where he was like, not doing this anymore.
Because I'm a man now.
Yeah. Because while he was at Brigham Young, he got into theater. And then
he's good looking.
He's a good looking guy.
He doesn't need to be a Mormon.
He came across.
I don't know what that means.
Neil LaBute came across his work. And he started casting him in films.
He also was in that film with that forgettable one with Jennifer Aniston.
Well, I'm going to get to that in a second. Right. This is the problem with him. So he's been... Oh, no, my thing just shut down. Classy. All right. So he's been in a lot of different movies, and a lot of the movies that he's been in have not been received well.
Right.
And that's one of the problems with him. So let's get back to his personal life. He was engaged to actress Emily Klein, and he met her during the filming of In the Company of Men, which is a Neil LaBute movie. So he kind of was focusing on playing an asshole, like a good-looking
prick. He was, just a real D-bag.
Yeah, and that didn't work out. He also dated a country music songwriter and a member of She Daisy. And he was in their video for a while.
That She-Daisy.
Also did not work out.
Okay.
Regarding being a Mormon, he said, "I'm sure people think I'm a Mormon, but I don't think I am, you know? To be honest, to be perfectly clear.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
I'd be a hypocrite if I said I was. I don't really even, I've only known like one or two Mormons in my life. I don't really quite understand what the whole thing is or how it works or how you fall out of it. Like, I understand how you get out of Catholicism and other religions. I don't know if you have to do something specific to get into Mormon or if you just like go have a cup of coffee.
Right.
And some chocolate and then the party is over. So he was in Slaughter of Innocents, In the Company of Men, Your Friends and Neighbors, Any Given Sunday, Aaron Brockovich, Nurse Betty, Possession, Suspect Zero, The Wicker Man, The Black Dahlia.
Wow.
Thank You for Smoking, The Dark Knight, and Rabbit Hole was the movie he was in with, who's the I can never remember her name. I'm going to get the music for this one. What was her name? The Australian woman, Nicole Kidman. And then he was also in Battle Los Angeles, which was awful.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely awful.
I accidentally rented the Mockbuster version
That's
of it.
Battle LA.
Yes.
Yes. He was in Olympus Has Fallen. Awful. And then he was in a movie that I don't think anyone saw called I, Frankenstein.
No.
That came out in 2014. And he was also in a very forgettable film with Jennifer Aniston, which I can't find right now for some reason. Do you happen to remember what the name of that was?
It was something about they had no chemistry, but they were dating.
Sounds like a Jennifer Aniston movie.
Right.
So he does have a theater background, legitimate theater background, and he starred in Oleana with Julia Stiles in 2004 in the West
stage?
End. Yeah, on the stage.
In London, though.
In London.
I saw Oleana in New York.
Was he in it?
This was years ago.
But it's a serious play.
It's a great play. That's a David Mamet play.
Yeah. His favorite actor is Cary Grant. It says he is of German descent on his father's side. It has some English, Scottish, and German, Northern Irish. Some of his father's ancestors were ethnic Germans, but he's white.
He's white.
That's what we're getting down. Because he was a Mormon.
Right.
So on his height.
Or was he?
Or was he? About his height, he says, normal, about 6 feet tall. Now, we know he's not.
No, he's 5'8". Even though, because he says he's 5'10 and 3/4".
Yes.
That's an automatic 5'8". And hey, you know it. Measurement department.
It says, on working with Nicole Kidman on Rabbit Hole, and this is how I think I would feel about Nicole Kidman. She irritated me.
That's what he said?
Yes, and I was irritated. She was irritated with me, and I was irritated with her.
So, again, chemistry.
Again, no chemistry. He's one of these people who likes, I already put my pejorative, who likes to mentally visualize goals.
Oh.
So he's quit drinking, apparently, by visualizing it and smoking and partying as well, although he does say he got old. That doesn't stop us.
He had to visualize it to quit?
If you believe you can contextualize something, then it will manifest in your life.
Fine.
Mm-hmm. I have done this with houses, cars, and jobs.
Suddenly a house sprung up behind him.
I'd like to manifest a D cup. Can that happen?
What do I manifest? If I could manifest anything. I need to meet Tom Selleck.
Yes. Well, you have met Tom Selleck.
I have not. No, I got...
Oh, you're 2 degrees away from him.
I'm 2 degrees away. My friend got a kiss from him in my absence.
In your stead?
Yeah, she was my proxy, my kissing proxy.
Okay, I'm going to use that in the future. Look, I need to kiss you because my friend is really into you. But
that's right. She got a kiss for herself. She's like, I'm your fan. No. I want to kiss. And she goes, can I have another one for my friend Katie? He said, sure. And he kissed her. So it's mine. It's out there.
It's out there.
But I didn't get one.
He grew up, he had a nomadic upbringing. Because his dad worked in computers, they moved all over the place. He said he lived in Europe, he skied there, Greece, Spain, Moscow, played soccer in Paris and rugby in Munich. So basically, this guy has never had a difficult day in his life.
He's handsome.
And he's a handsome Mormon who doesn't drink or smoke, and he got into acting pretty much right away.
All right.
His favorite actor is Cary Grant. I always feel like he's... so good that he was not regarded as an actor.
I don't know about that. He's only what?
Really regarded as an actor.
What else could he be regarded as?
I have no idea. Maybe he didn't have the range that people expect a modern actor to have, but there's never been anybody like him. So he is one of our people, Aaron Eckhart. Now, the reason why I chose Aaron Eckhart is because I saw him in a couple of movies. And then I saw...
Can I just say one thing?
Go ahead.
That Cary Grant, the modern-day Cary Grant, is George Clooney. And so if he's trying to put himself in George Clooney's...
Because Cary Grant was triple threat.
Yeah.
This guy's just chimple. Right? So the reason why I picked Aaron Eckhart is because I saw this... I'm a big Game of Thrones fan.
Okay.
And there's the actor that plays Jaime Lannister... I thought the first time I saw him that it was Aaron Eckhart.
Oh,
and then it made me go back and think, how many other times have I seen Nikolai Coster-Waldau, which is the name of the guy who plays Jaime Lannister, and thought it was Aaron Eckhart on a good day.
Oh.
So this guy...
On a good day.
He is a Danish actor, producer, and screenwriter.
Okay.
There's not really much about him because he's Danish, and they're like, it's none of your effing business. Okay. He went to theater school in Copenhagen. And then he began his U.S. career on a Fox TV series called New Amsterdam.
Okay.
Now he's best known as the guy who's in Game of Thrones. So he was born July 27, 1970 in Denmark. He is 6'2", 1.88.
Wow.
Actor and producer.
1.88 meters.
1.88 meters. He's an actor and producer, and he's best known for Game of Thrones, but he was also in Oblivion, which I just saw. He plays a supporting role in that. That movie is horrible. Mm-hmm. Tom Cruise couldn't have been in that movie more. He played at least four characters. And they allude to the fact that there are thousands of him. This guy's a megalomaniac.
Yeah, he is.
In any case, it's not about him. So he has two children.
He snuck his way into this.
He got into this. I don't even like him. I don't even like him.
And he's there.
He's there. He has two children and a daughter. They say nothing about them, which is fine. Like I said, he went to theater school, and then he transitioned to U.S. film and TV. And in 2001, he was in Black Hawk Down as a supporting character. He got in. He and his friend made a video of him, like, on his roof, and they sent it in.
Oh,
and he somehow got cast. No doubt because of his looks.
His looks.
But he's also an amazing actor. I've seen him in several foreign films. I saw him in Night Watch, which is a Russian film. He speaks Russian.
What?
I saw him in a Norwegian film. Apparently he speaks Norwegian. And he is badass. This guy clearly is someone who does his own stunts. He's a big fan of Louis C.K. And he loves playing the characters that he plays. He's just very... humble. He's a huge Breaking Bad fan.
Mm-hmm.
He said he'd be really annoyed if anyone told him what was going to happen. His quotes are very simple. I like to wear beautiful clothes, but I don't have that many. He thinks that...
if I had some, yeah, I'd wear them.
I'd wear them. He always wanted to be an actor, and he says that actors all tend to be the same kind of messed up people.
Yeah.
He said, I like to be comfortable. I like a political drama. I try not to regret too much. I find
like a
that
nice
feeling,
cut of meat.
I like a nice glass of port. I find that feeling guilty takes up so much of my time already. I try not to regret things. And then he also says, if you look at most of the royal houses in Europe, the inbreeding was pretty outstanding.
What an observation out of all those things. I like nice clothes, and inbreeding is easy to spot.
It's easy to spot. So I will give you... God damn it. Oh, here we go. I'll give you a brief rundown of some of his films, and then I will reveal to you what everybody wants to know.
Now, I do want to know.
Which is, who is the discount? So, he was in Night Watch, Black Hawk Down, The Bouncer, The Good Cop, Kingdom of Heaven, Firewall. The early years, Eric Nietzsche Part 1, he plays Sammy. Headhunters, which is a fantastic Norwegian movie, full of action. Mama, which is a freaky horror film.
Oh, he was in Mama?
And he said he doesn't like horror films.
Was he the father?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen that one.
I saw it.
It's scary, right?
Yeah.
He said he's freaked out by these movies, but he's able to be in them anyway. Oblivion. And then in 2014, The Other Woman, A Second Chance, Upstart, and then In Gods of Egypt, coming out in 2016.
Yes.
He's going to be Horus.
These titles of these movies are, like, intense. There's no movie called Soft Pedal.
Yes. Well, he's very intense.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and there's really not a lot of information about him. So,
Who is the discount?
The discount at this point is actually Aaron Eckhart.
Get out.
The reason being, why? Nikolai Coster-Waldau, everything that he's been in has been fantastic. Has gotten, not only has he gotten critical acclaim for it, but the pieces that he's been in has gotten critical acclaim as well. Also, Game of Thrones.
Okay.
I mean, this guy, he's one of the major characters in sustaining this for six seasons, basically.
So
incredible. But Aaron Eckhart, a lot of his stuff has not been well received.
Yeah.
At the box office. He may have gotten kudos for it, but a lot of the critics will say, you know what, he's just another chimple. So I would say that, but the discount is not huge.
Okay.
So I would say Nikolai Coster-Waldau, if you're getting him for 100%, but you can't afford him, but you still want the look, you want some of the depth, and maybe you're going to hire someone else to do the stunts,
Okay. Some
of the harder stuff, or maybe you're going to hire someone else to to coach and help him get into the more intense roles.
And for linguistics, too.
Yes. Oh, yeah, this guy, I mean, Aaron Eckhart for sure just speaks English.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that Aaron Eckhart is 40% off.
40%
off? 60%.
Because you've got to factor in what you have to spend on all the stuff.
On the coaches. Yeah. And also be ready when you cast Aaron Eckhart. Even though he was in one of the top grossing films of all time, the Batman movie, it's the fourth top grossing film of all time. I think it grossed $1 billion.
Yeah.
That for him is an outlier. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Most of the stuff is like that movie with Jennifer Aniston.
You're right.
That is my discount celebrity.
It's not based on geography because the world is our country.
Yes.
Yeah. Very well done.
Thank you. Excellent. And I hand it over to you to finish the rest of the podcast.
Okay. What I have here, Week in Bigot.
The Week in Bigot. So we've got some bigotry on the way, people.
All right.
Week in Bigots is where we find phrases that have somehow gotten into the water supply.
Yeah.
And we use them on the regular.
Yeah, they're really racist.
And we don't even know it.
We shouldn't be saying them. We say them all the time.
Yeah, like peanut gallery.
Right. Oh, man. That's a bad one.
Sad.
Oh, don't use it, people.
Yeah.
Listen to our podcast.
Even though we have. You don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just listen to us. Do as we say, not as we do. This one is grandfather clause.
Oh, no, this is bad?
Yeah.
We use this all the time in the legal profession.
People use it all the time.
I mean, I'm an adjunct to the legal profession, but when I'm in there, I use it.
Yeah. Well, guess what?
Grandfathered in.
Yeah. You may have been lucky enough to be grandfathered into your cell phone plan.
I have been.
Yeah.
I'm not getting rid of my iPhone.
This term has an ugly past. During the 1890s, half a dozen southern states enacted laws to defy the 15th Amendment to prevent black people from exercising their newfound right to vote.
Why is it always going to be about us? If it's not us, it's you.
Right.
In
these states, if you were allowed to vote only if your parents or grandparents were able to vote before the year 1867.
That sounds very pointed.
Which is conveniently before blacks had access to the ballot.
Of course.
So that means that you can't vote. These days, we all have equal rights to this phrase, but it's probably best if we agree not to go ahead and use it and just drop it.
Wow, grandfather clause.
Grandfather. Or, so it means we just made another law to block you.
How about using, I think some of these terms, instead of not using it, I think we should use them the way that they were meant to be used. So if something's negative, we should say it's a grandfather clause, as opposed to something being positive. So it shouldn't be instead of me getting a better cell phone plan that's a grandfathered in, it should be I have a worse cell phone plan that I really get screwed by. That should be grandfathered in. It's just used incorrectly.
Right.
If there's some horrible racist,
some kind of loophole in the system that means
that has a negative effect on the person, that should be grandfathered. Right. I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. I like that. And the weekend bigots. Okay. All right, cool.
All right.
I think we have a few more minutes. Let me, I want to get up on some penis news.
Penis news is a segment that Jaquetta likes.
The Dick Updates member on the move. So this is good for all of us. This is something that is positive for all women, whether you like a penis or whether you don't like a penis. Penis drug shown to reduce cellulite in women.
What?
So an exciting new announcement for women who suffer from unsightly cellulite.
Do you have to rub a penis on your thighs?
No, it gets better.
Oh.
Has been released by a biopharmaceutical company, Auxilium.
Oh.
Who reports that a penis drug to improve the curvature of the penis, a.k.a. hook dick, has been found to reduce cellulite in women. How they figured this out, I do not want to know. I don't.
Well, I think I can. They use my imagination.
They have
now,
phase two clinical trial involved 150 women. That's not enough. Most women have cellulite. You could have gotten more people. I bet you they went out and were like, do you have cellulite? He's like, no.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Across the face.
They have 150 women between the ages of 18 and 45, and they got up to 3 treatment sessions of a drug, a placebo. Randomized, double-blind protocol. They got either a high dose, a mild dose, or a low dose injections of collagenase Clostridium histolyticum.
Nice
work. Or placebo. CCH, we call it in the biz.
especially us. That's what we call it.
So basically, they came up with this drug for Hooked Dick, and what it does is there's a loss of elasticity or shrinking of, you know, the collagen cords, and that's why the dick takes a left or right, as it were.
Oh, no.
And so they're saying the same kind of thing happens with women. You lose the elasticity in your skin.
Okay.
So this Hooked Dick drug, as I'm calling it, as we call it in the biz, is supposed to fight cellulite. And they say that, now here's the thing. Like, 68% of the people said that they were satisfied or very satisfied. That's not what I want to hear. If you're telling me you're going to treat my cellulite, I want to be like, it was fucking outstanding. Yeah. And I want that to be a checkbox. I want it to be satisfied, somewhat satisfied, not satisfied at all. At the top, fucking outstanding.
F-word.
That's it.
Right there.
I don't want to see any cellulite at all.
Right.
Like, I looked over and it was Kate Moss. It's just a piece of bone with thin skin pulled across it.
Oh, God.
I don't want to see anything at all. So they're really excited about this. And they must be, because they're like, you know what, there's actually probably not enough people out there with Hooked Dick.
Yeah.
But there's plenty of women out there with cellulite.
I know, right? Oh my God, this is going to be a boon. Somebody's going to be super rich.
And then for some bizarre reason, they said, cellulite is a common condition. It's not a condition, people. It's just what it is.
It's also because it's the way the muscle is.
That's how it is.
It's just like a basket weave.
Yeah, it's called living.
It's a basket weave muscle, like, whereas men have more of a
striated. But I don't know why a condition. So they're trying to, like, position it like it's something that's, like, horrible and needs to be fixed. If you have cellulite, you know what? Nothing happens. I'm still here.
Yeah.
It's a condition that affects.
Guess what? Nobody runs away.
Yeah.
No, and people see it and they're still there.
It's a common condition that affects millions of women and has been addressed in multiple episodes of the Dr. Oz show.
I'm glad they're addressing
it. Where special cellulite fighting creams and anti-cellulite detox foods have been recommended.
You know what
you can do about, you know what I do about my cellulite?
What?
Pants. I put pants on it.
I put pants on it.
Yes.
I just ignore it.
I put tights on it.
Yeah, right.
Or I don't look at it.
Yeah.
Because I don't care. And if you have a problem with it, look away.
Yeah, that's all.
Whatever. Who cares?
Nobody's shoving it in your face.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't, well, unless, it could be.
It could be. But yeah, but then you want to be there, so.
I'll tell you one last thing about cellulite. When I was 20 years old, I was working, I was trying to be in PR.
Ooh.
And I worked a fashion show where they had.
I'm in PR.
I'm in PR in the 90s.
Yeah.
Woo! And I was going through, I was at the opening of like an Armani Exchange store.
Your high-waisted jeans.
And I was supposed to be working the fashion show.
Okay.
So I go back there and they have all these big models, like Naomi Campbell types of stuff. And I look and what do I see? Cellulite.
All over.
And I was like, this is some BS.
It's just rampant.
Yeah, rampant. And I was like, really, they're making us feel bad about it.
Yeah, so
these women with their gigantic feet and cellulite and these weaves.
And big eyes.
We're big eyes.
Yeah.
Look like a bunch of, I don't know.
Aliens
going down the runway plus cellulite. So anyway, the bloom is off the rose, people. Cellulite's out there and deal with it. Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
And we'll send you an official Hey You Know It shot glass as a token of our appreciation. As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows. And yes, you will receive an official Hey You Know It shot glass as well.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at HeyYouKnowIt.com. Thanks. There's a theory that he just made things up.
Theory? I think that's a fact that he just made things up.
Because there was a pressure to write, but also he was like, you know what, you folks will believe anything. How about this? In India, they got one big foot. Boom.
All the people. And what happened to their genitals?
Don't worry about it. They hopped around. That was it. They didn't need genitals. They had feet.
Okay.
So what do you have? Who needs it?